Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 35 on drinking games. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Man YouTube channel, as well as my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So last night, I had the opportunity to play a new drinking game that I've never played before, but I've seen played once or twice before with a group of friends. And that drinking game probably is the most fucked up I've ever been from any drinking game. So I know that a lot of you have heard of some of the other drinking games that are out there. You know, they have Flip Cup, which is pretty popular, that most people play, I guess, these days, and, you know, has quite a big following. I think they have tournaments and things like this, and it's pretty ridiculous, and there's just a plethora of different drinking games that are out there. But out of the popular ones that most people know, Flip Cup probably comes to mind. Now, Flip Cup wasn't the game that I played, and I don't think that even if I were playing Flip Cup, I would get anywhere near as drunk. And part of the reason is because you can, like, once you're done with a game of Flip Cup, you're basically done unless you're in a tournament. So you don't really have to worry about it. And that basically is the same with, like, any drinking game that you ever play. You know, they have the hat on the television game where you put a Santa hat on the television and you drink every time someone can be wearing the hat. You know, you watch a movie, you're done once the movie's done, basically, and it makes it so that you're like at a good buzz, you know, and you're the one that dictates how much you're drinking. There's no hard, fast rule for how much you're supposed to be drinking. So we also didn't play the Santa hat game. And then, of course, probably best known is beer pong. And that being said, we didn't play beer pong either. None of these games are what we played. The actual game that we ended up playing that got me pretty much the most drunk I've ever been playing any game was the Pokemon drinking game. All right, now this is actually the board that we used. So for those of you that are just listening, the board has about 72 spots on it, and all of the different spots on the board kind of revolve around the Pokemon game. You get to start, and you can have one of five starters, and it's all of the original starters and Pikachu. Okay, so there's a couple of rules inside of the game. A lot of them are listed on the board itself, and I'll try my best to find a readable version of this that I might be able to share inside of the description so that you guys might can check it out. There are a lot of different versions of this, and I feel like if we were going by the rules that were on here, strictly speaking, we'd probably be dead after drinking as much as was listed here. Because a lot of the things on here say, like, take one drink, take two drinks. And I believe that the intended method of play is supposed to be, I mean, I've heard both ways that you could do it with shots or with just, like, sipping your drink and counting that as a drink. But if you were taking shots, you'd be dead before you got through, like, your fifth or sixth turn. It's just too much. Because a lot of them are drink twice or at least drink once. And there are some fun rules on here that are just obviously more for party to have fun, basically. So there's quite a lot that the game involves. And honestly, I was drinking so frequently and so much while playing this game, I do not even remember the majority of why we were drinking. We were rolling the die. Where we landed, it said to do one thing or another thing and drink. And then the next time it came to your turn, it was do one thing or another thing and drink. And there's points that you make your opponents drink for you, or your opponent makes you drink for them, or that you have to do some kind of silly act. I think there's wrap-offs that you do if there's the event of a tie and, like, trainer battles, and just a plethora of different reasons to drink inside of this game. Now, probably the biggest problem that I found with this game is that there is an end point to it, but the end point is so far into the game that by the time that you actually get there, you're pretty much wasted already. Like, I don't think that there's any chance anyone playing in solo. We happen to play with teams when we played, so we were playing with teams of three, but the rules kept on getting a little bit mixed as you go, because obviously everyone's getting more and more drunk, so it's making it harder and harder to keep up with the rules. Basically, at the time that you go through and you're past, like, the outer ring of this board, you're just fucking done. You're gone. Like, most of the rest of it's just supposed to be fun drinking. You're definitely at a good buzz. And by the time that you're at the inner ring of this board, basically you're not driving and you're pretty much passing out where you are, or you're going to have somebody carry you, or any number of different things. Because, like, from what I understand, in the group of friends that I played with, I think they said that only one group has ever actually completed the entire game all the way through. And I don't know if they were playing on teams or not, but I can believe it, because it is just a ridiculous amount of drinking. And we were warned before we even started playing that if you play this game and you defeat the game, it'll feel like a great accomplishment, but you'll probably be so fucking wasted that it's just, you probably won't even remember, basically, or you'll be dead. Like, quite literally, just too much alcohol. So if you are pretty into drinking and you do like creative games, you might want to check this out. I believe I also located a site that has different versions of the game. I believe this is based on the original 151. They have different versions for different versions of the game that have come out, you know, later besides the original games. So some of those might have some more interesting rules. I'll go ahead and I'll post a link that shares some of them in there also. Now, I'm not necessarily, I mean, obviously, the show is called Perfectly Wasted, and you know, I do drink when I'm doing the show, before I'm doing the show. So I am usually perfectly wasted when I'm doing these podcasts. Even when I'm doing my other podcast, Brew the Truth, you can actively see me drinking. Now, I don't necessarily consider myself an alcoholic, but I do enjoy drinking games, and I have played the majority of these drinking games that I've talked about. So I am pretty interested in different types of drinking games. This is one of the only ones that I've ever played based off of like a franchise that I really enjoyed. And I know that they have other ones that are out there that aren't just Pokemon. Or I know that they have them for like movie series like Harry Potter, whenever someone gets killed or does a spell and says the name. Things like this. Like, there are just like really basic ones. I really kind of did enjoy that the way that this game was made was that, you know, there's a set goal at the end, and every tile is different, and there's a different reason to drink. So that's pretty cool. I did enjoy that the rules are pretty straightforward, and that you can also adjust it slightly so that it's not super difficult. Again, the way that we played seemed a little bit odd. Everyone on your team ended up having to drink at the same time if you were drinking, or somebody could take all of the drinks for your team, which is to say that if you had three people on your team and you landed somewhere that it said to take two drinks, that someone could either take six drinks for themselves, or each person can take two drinks, or you could divvy it out however you really wanted. But it just started getting a little ridiculous. I think that a more appropriate way to not die from this game would be to say, like, teams of two or three, and whenever somebody has to drink, it's just one person on the team drinks, they take their sip, and then you keep moving on, and maybe that way at least you can remember the game, basically. So, again, it was a lot of fun. I do think that now that I've played this, I'll probably start researching some other drinking games to see if there's anything else that's similar to this out there that maybe won't make you feel like death afterwards, to give a try for any get-together that I might have in the future that might include drinking, because why not? I can't imagine that this is the only game that's like this that does have these kind of like fun themed spots and reasons to drink. So if you happen to know of any other ones that you think I might be interested in that don't necessarily include anything beyond like a game board that you might have to print, please let me know. I'd be really interested to hear about it. You know, if it is just a game board, I kind of like the idea of this, because a game board makes it like all inclusive instead of it being just kind of like, you know, the hat on the TV or the Harry Potter drinking game or anything like that, where you have to like be around a television to do it. I feel like that can get kind of distracting too, and I really am kind of like a movie perfectionist. If I'm watching a movie, I want to be able to hear it and see it in a good light. So I don't usually like to go and see movies in like large groups, because I feel like talking starts to happen and it takes away from the experience of the actual movie. So if I am going to go see a movie in theaters, usually I want to try not to sit next to people that talk too much, and I feel like that's kind of the downfall of those games. Whereas this game, obviously, even though there was a lot of talking because we were all getting completely fucking smashed, you had, like, anyone that wanted to know what was going on, you had the opportunity just to look down at the board and see what was happening. So if you know any other games that are drinking board games like this game is, please do let me know. I'll be more than happy to try and test some of these out with some of my friends. If you guys want to volunteer to test out some games, please also let me know. If you have any experiences with games like this, you know, again, let me know. You can either comment on this video or direct message me. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So just looking for some extra ways to have fun while drinking and trying to share a little bit with anyone else that might not have ever tried anything like this. It's a lot of fun. So again, I'm going to put a link inside of the description so you can check out some of the different boards for the Pokemon drinking game. And thanks again for joining us. Please do like, share, and subscribe. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.